Hi, Lisa. Greg Keeler here.
Hi, nice to speak with you.
And nice to talk to you.
You and Blue Rodeo have been together for 37 years now, and I'm wondering what still sparks joy and excitement for you as a member of this band and going out and playing music?
Well, it's funny. You know, you say I've been in the band for 35 years or whatever, but Jim and I actually met in high school.
Yeah, that's right. You guys have been making music even longer together.
So we met in like 1972, 71 or 72. So there's whatever that sort of karmic thing is. You know, I like karma as a metaphor. I don't really believe in anything. But that we're connected in such a deep way. And the whole band is. There's a nice energy in the band. And we enjoy each other's company very much. There's a sort of a Blue Rodeo sense of humor. And we've been lucky enough to have all these songs come through us that people know, you know, like that's quite a gift, and that we get to perform and people like to just come and sing along and it's a good energy. So we appreciate it as much as the people that we're playing for.
You guys have a new album out, Many a Mile, and I'm wondering if you have ever personally or as a band experienced writer's block and how you got over that to keep creating music.
Yeah, I've had what I thought were, you know, writer's block. You know, I went through a phase where I thought every song that I wrote was going to be my last one. And I know that sounds sort of funny and caricature, but I did go through that. I thought, okay, oh my God, I guess that's the last one. But at this point, I don't really feel that much anymore. If anything, I like taking breaks from songwriting. Like during the COVID, because I wasn't on the road, I had lots of time to write and record. So I did a couple of solo records and we did the Blue Rodeo record. So it was a very creative time for me because I got to just sit with my guitar and sing and write songs. And I wrote a ton of songs. So it was like, oh my God, I can't believe that I'm an old geezer and all these songs are still coming through. And I'm very respectful of the process. And it's a nice thing because it's sort of the currency of our trade, right? It's like the songs are our poker chips that keep us in the game. Writer's blocks, they happen. I don't think anyone really understands them. But, you know, they say the guys who get stage fright, you know, they perform for a long time, then all of a sudden they can't do it anymore for whatever. Like that guy from XTC, I forget his name. He had all those great songs, great band. But every time he went on stage, he was so scared that he was going to forget the words, he couldn't perform anymore.
Mm.
You know, so well, I think we all know how tricky and devious these brains can be. So just try to keep it on the good foot.
And is there a difference for you when you're performing on stage or when you're just playing with the band, maybe going over any music or recording? Is there a difference between that for you, or does it kind of feel the same whether you're on a stage or in the studio?
Well, the stage is a different sort of place, definitely, you know, because it's the communion of audience and song and band and all of that. Yeah, it's a totally different sort of focused energy. And it's outward. I'm projecting. I'm projecting an inner landscape that was created in solitude and reflection. So it's a funny thing, you know, like you think of the music as a commodity. The commodity is the landscape of my musical brain and then the musical landscape that is created by Blue Rodeo that projects these songs out into an audience, you know, so this sounds sort of funny, but there's something sort of agricultural about it. You know, you plant the seed, it grows, and then the harvest is the performance.
It must be very satisfying to be able to do that performance and then even at the times when people are singing along with your music.
It's a little more than, it's actually quite elevating. You know, when the audience sings the songs word for word, you know, some cities have better choirs, you know, the audience being the choir, than others. You know, I'm not going to name any towns. But, you know, we did Halifax last week, and it's just a very musical audience.
Mm-hmm.
And they know our music so well, Halifax. And so the choir is of them singing along with us is beautiful. And, you know, it's sort of like, oh my God, this is powerful.
Yeah, so the audience in Barrie needs to warm up our vocal cords.
That's right. You got to get your lyric sheets together and get ready to sing loud and with abandon.